it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit down with our friends from the University of Arizona to talk about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Sammy Musulmani. Welcome to KXEI, Sammy.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
What's your typical day like?
I look at mechanical circulatory support devices. Heart disease is one of the leading causes of death for most racial and ethnic groups in the world. For those patients that are going towards end-stage heart failure, there's really limited treatment options. And one of the biggest treatment options is transplantation. And so that's where these mechanical circulatory support devices come into play. Think of your heart as a motor. It's powering your body with the necessary blood and oxygen to keep your muscles going and to keep all of your vital organs going. These mechanical circulatory support devices are being implanted clinically into patients.
How do they work and how do you test them in a lab?
These are mini motors that spin at such high RPM. There's an input and it takes in blood and then the motor pumps it out the output. And so the way that we test it in the lab, I think, is really awesome. We make this small closed loop system that kind of functions as the aorta, if you will. We run the motor for up to 4 hours during experiments. And one of the main ones that we're doing currently is in relation to COVID-19, actually. Following a COVID-19 infection, there's been shown to be a rapid increase in levels of inflammatory cytokines. And essentially, the way I understand this is there's a large increase in cells that have a negative effect on other cells. And it's commonly referred to as a cytokine storm. And so specifically with patients infected with COVID, their pulmonary system is failing. But in relation to that, their cardiovascular system is also failing. That's when end-stage heart failure comes into play and the motor starts to slow down. And so these support devices are being increasingly used for these COVID patients. And so, you know, this was a very novel area and our lab decided to kind of take a look. So what we've been doing is we've been putting high-profile cytokines and then seeing how the rotor actually affects the cytokine function and structure.
This little rotor guy goes in and says, "Hey, Mr. Hart, you don't have to do any work anymore. I'm here.
Pretty much. The rough estimate of how long these MCS devices are allowed to be used for is up to 14 days. It really is more of a support device rather than taking control, but it can only be supportive for so long.
And right. Really, it's like a lifesaver.
Exactly. 100%.
Have you started thinking about what you're going to do after you graduate?
I have. And it's a daunting thought. I'm kind of leaning towards going through the emergency physician toxicology route. But that is up to a lot of change. And I'm excited to see where education and knowledge takes me. Because there's always something that piques my interest and I like to pursue it.
Ah, that's wise. But we do know that you're probably going to get a dog.
I want to, yes. I think I'm going to get my best friend for life going into my professional career once I graduate from the undergraduate degrees.
You do a lot of stuff, Sammy. Do you have time to listen to music?
I love music, especially in the gym. The gym music's a little bit more rap heavy, just kind of something to stimulate the brain, get a little energized, get a little hyped, excited. But when I'm cruising in the car, windows down, I like to listen to a lot of happy music, just something that sets me into a good mood. Right now I'm listening to a lot of Still Woozy.
Oh man, that's so cool. Sammy, thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today. I really appreciated your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great being here and speaking with you.
Thanks to Crow Wander for the song Your Eyes, which we're enjoying in the intro and outro to this episode. Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.